This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
From the 254, why are y'all breaking suck butt news? I'm sorry, I don't know why I changed that.
I don't know if that made it better.
My wife's best friend had her power shut off. Y'all want to report that? Well, to add to it, my credit card's been compromised, and somebody purchased Whataburger in Houston and something at the Players Bowl in Baton Rouge. So, more news.
Could that have anything to do with you revealing a lot of information about your passwords earlier in the show?
Well, those passwords are different, Reggie. There are certain passwords.
Don't say any more about your passwords, though.
I don't know, Reggie. I feel like he's
baiting me. Are they like long passwords or short passwords, though?
Well, they have to be at least 8 characters. Gotcha. And do you think I want to type? The only thing I want to do more work than I have to, Reggie? True. So I'm probably going with 8 characters exactly.
So, oh my God, why are you deserve part of this? Not all of it, a little part of it. All right, is this going to turn into the opposite of Shout Out Friday?
Yeah.
Like What's Wrong Wednesday?
What's wrong?
We used to do that.
We used to do that segment all the time. Yeah, What's Wrong Wednesday? Do you have the music?
I mean, I should.
I don't know if we do have that. We haven't done that segment in like 5 years, but we used to have a What's Wrong Wednesday. Corey, I'll start. What's wrong? The freaking Rangers pitching staff's falling apart.
Yeah, so in the news of the day, we heard yesterday, Kevin, we were excited. Jack Leiter, he's coming up because guess what, guys? We have a doubleheader, so we need to have an extra
right
pitcher.
Right here on the fan, by the way.
So we said, let's go ahead and bring Jack Leiter up. And that is an exciting thing because he will pitch in the second game of the doubleheader today. Michael Lorenzen will be pitching in the first one.
Up.
And then right after we get off the phone with Bochy, we see that Max Scherzer is still experiencing soreness in his thumb, in his forearm area. And then in just moments ago, Kennedy Landry reported that Dane Dunning is going on the IL with shoulder soreness. And Kevin, if John Gray and Andrew Heaney have a problem here, that will be the entire group. Like Lorenzen was added later. How's Jordan Montgomery doing, by the way? How are things going for him in Arizona?
If y'all
want to go check that out. But yeah, DeGrom, Scherzer, Eovaldi, Bradford, Dunning, Langford, Young, Seager.
Oh, great. Jordan Montgomery.
Oh, no.
1-2 with a 5.63 ERA.
-0.2
I'm sorry.
War.
I shouldn't have said it like that. I don't wish any ill will on Jordan Montgomery. Thank you for helping us win a World Series. But I really thought I was going to pull it up and he's going to be like, he's 3-0 with a 0.7 ERA. And I was going to be like, son of a gun.
Well, you know, he did sign late and have to do the spring training. He's just warming up.
Yeah. So.
And he usually doesn't get hurt.
Yeah. And that is, that was the key there was that dude doesn't get hurt. So this is a rough situation. There's only a couple things I can look at here. I was starting to feel like, dude, they're back in first place. And
that's true.
You know, one of those things about teams like that, whenever they lose something like that and then they get it back, they don't let it go. Like their whole mentality is, you know, we're attacking it from here on. every day is going to be an effort to not only stay in first place, but extend beyond, be further than just first place. And so I was like, okay, we got Dunning, we got Gray's on a roll right now, he's on a roll, I'm feeling pretty good. I'll be very honest, Kevin, I never expected to have Scherzer back like completely this year. I'll be very honest. Like every time I would hear the updates, I was like, that's great. I'm excited. I hope it happens. I love watching that dude pitch. I missed most of his career. I missed most of the excellence of Max Scherzer.
Okay, I got you.
And I kind of got a brief moments of it. Like in the World Series, he had 2.5 strong innings that I felt very good about. And then he was able to get out of, well, it felt like half the inning he was strong.
Okay.
And then he got out of the inning, you know, like on the other, but he was able to get out of it. But it was just, I'm still looking at it going, you know, I think Bochy can manufacture wins each day. And that's going to be the kind of the mantra here for them from now on is, look, we have to do with what we have, and we have to win games with what we have while we go along. Chris Young has some more on his plate now to try and figure out, do I stick with all this pitching that's injured that I'm waiting on to come back, or do I need to go ahead and make some moves now, or is it time to see Jack Leiter step into the role? Is it time to see if some of these younger players can have that opportunity?
Is it a total give up for me to be like, can I answer your question after I see the start today?
I don't think today's start's going to be it either. Okay. I'll be honest. I think Jack Leiter, I mean, I would prefer rookies have a season of starts.
I'm curious, what they do with Owen White as well. By the way, just a side note, I know we talked about Zay Jones visiting with the Cowboys and being in Frisco. Cowboys also just released Martavis Bryant, wide receiver. So I don't know.
I forgot he was the White Tiger.
Yes, me too. But if you kind of think that could be a personnel for personnel move right there, just throwing it out there.
Look at us covering all bases when it comes to sports.
All right. So you want Jack Leiter and you want to give him, what do you think is fair? Like 10 starts? Like,
yeah, I want a couple months of starts.
Okay.
I would love a couple months of starts for him. And maybe, Kevin, that is an option now with the situation you're in. And maybe it's not so bad that some of these guys that you were relying heavily on, you're probably going to rely heavily on late in the season, right, to get those wins that it's going to take for you to get over the bump to get into the playoffs or to even perform in the playoffs. Eovaldi, I kind of throw it up to, what is he best at, Kevin? Big-time games. And you know what? If he has to take a break in the middle of the season every year, that's perfectly fine if you can deliver in big-time games. Your face, did something else happen? Because your face is telling me something else happened.
Okay. This is a What's Wrong Wednesday that's going to be
Mike goes out of town
so
1 week.
Crushingly sad. It might give you a different perspective on things. Wrong. There it is. The 817, What's Wrong Wednesday? Get ready. Girl's leaving me. My dog has cancer. Lost my job. Have to leave the Metroplex. My hockey team just choked away a win in the playoffs. My basketball team looks completely outmatched. My baseball team is a MASH unit. And my football team, I'm officially embarrassed to be a fan of. Oh, yeah, and they broke their phone. They had to get a new phone.
But I at least you have your health? I don't.
Sounds like a country song.
Yeah, man, that's, wow. This. I'm sorry. I don't have any more good things to say.
And for the 682, are you blocked? No. I did like this. We talked about this in the break from Nick and Crowley. Instead of trading for help against left-handed pitching, why don't they trade for the left-handed pitchers they can't seem to hit? That's a good point. Problem solved. I think it's across the board.
Collect every left-handed pitcher.
I think it's across the board. We're having issues with left-handed pitchers.
Somebody from the 585. That's just a country song.
I believe it.
I feel like it too.
This dog has cancer. That sucks.
I'm so sorry for you. I didn't mean to make that a joke, but you know our show.
Good point.
I hope everything works out. That's part of the plan. From the 817 breaking news, Kevin's plan and implementation of voodoo dolls of the Rangers has worked. He's cursed us.
Oh, man, trust me. The Rangers are nowhere near this list.
Yeah, who's on the top of that list?
I don't know. It's really tough to say. Nobody. Because I wouldn't do that to people.
That's a lie.
Hey, It could be a lot of reasons because I don't know how to do it, but I said I wouldn't do it.
And I know, listen, I know that Chris Young told G-Bag yesterday that there was the sore, or was it a couple days ago? I feel like it was a couple days ago. There was the soreness. And I understand he'll have two rehab starts, but this is delayed even more. And I feel like there will be another delay after that. Like, I'm dead serious. If he's going to have to throw the ball again, they're going to say, don't throw until you experience nothing.
Yeah.
And then he's going to have to throw again, and they're going to go, are you feeling good? And then whenever that happens, they can go, okay, now we can do these rehab starts. That's how that's going to go. It could be a lot longer.
You're right. And from the 817, chill out, guys. We still have Evaldi. He's on the injured list. John Gray, Heaney, Leiter, Lorenzen, Wynn. Look, Wynn has been awesome. They've been using him as a reliever. Lorenzen just got here, but I'm hopeful. Leiter got one start, and they sent him back down to the minors.
But he looked good in the minors, though.
He did. I have high hopes now that he's back again. And Gray and Heaney, I feel you. But just, this is a lot for one day. It was like,
Let people process their emotions.
Okay, fair. But I just want people to know why I'm not processing these emotions positively right now. Because I just found out Scherzer's been shut down again until the thumb and forearm tightness goes away. And Dane Dunning has a shoulder issue. That's a lot.
All right. Can I submit a What's Wrong Wednesday then to the C block?
Yes.
My son keeps saying chat. And
I know this story.
Is it Chet?
Chat. Carter, my middle son, not our Carter, will get in the car, shut the door, and go, what's up, chat? That's not all. He'll walk through the house, and if he's asked to do something, he'll go, can you believe this, chat? He is talking to a non-existent chat.
What?
It's not like he has headphones on and talking to chat. He just is, outer monologuing his inner monologue and talking to chat.
I get it. So basically, it's like for those of us, like maybe you enjoy The Office, that turn to break the fourth wall, except for him, it's a non-existent like Twitch stream, and he's talking to his followers
yes.
and his viewers.
Yes, that is exactly what's happening, Reggie.
I love it.
Happening. That no, you love it. I don't.
That's my type of comedy.
I can't. A lot of times, he's saying what's up, chat, and then he'll keep going chat, and he's looking at me like I'm chat.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you talking to me? Because my name is Dad to you, all right? I'm Dad, I'm not chat. But then again, how am I supposed to know that I'm chat in these instances when you're just walking around talking to chat all the time? I do watch.
You just need to hit him with the, I'm not chat, I'm Dad.
Yeah, I do.
There you go.
I do.
What's up, Dad?
Just break him down with dad jokes.
He didn't care. Oh, he loves dad jokes.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
So I got to figure out another route.
Yeah.
To manipulate that kid and to stop saying this. And that being said, Polo's in the chat right now. Do y'all like when we say chat about y'all? Because I do watch some streamers. There's two streamers that I do enjoy. One's TP. The other one is Gigadad. I just kind of like watching them for Call of Duty stuff. And they talk to chat. And I mean, I know how this works. I understand what's happening here. I'm just wondering, do y'all like being called chat?
Some people, though, did not. From the 214, my niece says chat too. I didn't know what the F it was. Thank you for the explanation. Mm-hmm. It still sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever heard her say. From the 940, I'm a high school teacher / coach, and all the kids do this. It's very annoying. See?
Really? Okay.
We all think, I'm never going to be like my parents and think the things that the young people do are cool, are stupid. And yet, here you are. Here we are.
Just yelling at some kid to get a responsible grown man haircut. Yeah. Man, I'm with you.
I did
go through that with my son.
Yeah.
Here's a 20. Go cut your hair.
I did.
Your beard looks ridiculous.
Like, what is this haircut you got going on here, buddy? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Just get one like mine.
Get a sensible haircut.
Yeah, why don't you get a haircut?
You're never going to get a job looking like that.
Yeah. never going to get a job. He is young, so. Yeah, but that is the thing. So that's my What's Wrong Wednesday submission, Kevin, is my kid keeps saying chat, and it's kind of driving me nuts, and I don't know how to spar back with it. But I guess, again, like you said, there are lots of things that have been circulating around the schools that I see him pick up on that I'm like, well, I mean, is he a funny kid? I'm trying to figure out. And somebody did say,
well, like, he's a common cold.
He's just setting up for that million person stream.
Good point.
Multi-million stream. And maybe that is the case. The kid, he wants to be that. Oh, there you go. Tell your son that you're going to unsubscribe. And then when he's like, okay, I'll stop. I'll go, okay, 5 gifted.
Is that the most nuclear option? That's not you're grounded. I'm going to unsubscribe.
Yeah, that'll be it. I'm unsubscribing. He'll look at me and he'll be like, hold on, Chad. Hold on, Chad. 5 gifted.
That then, if he doesn't say, hold on, Dad, he says, hold on, Chad. That's it. Final straw.
Chad, chill. I'm out. I'm done. So I appreciate. Thank you. See, I knew that from the 817 right there. Tell your son you're unsubscribing. I knew if I went to the fan text or the YouTube,
they would,
or the Twitch, or just in general, if I went to our chat, that I would get an answer to this question. Thank y'all so much. And that C Block What's Wrong Wednesday breaking news segment on the Fan.
There were some other sad breaking news.
Hold on. What other sad breaking
Somebody
news?
Texted in and said their mom just died.
Condolences on your loss.
My apologies.
I appreciate you still listening, but they were just like matter-of-factly like, so there's that. And I don't know what you're supposed to do with that. Like, as a human, that at any point it's got to be really difficult to deal with. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Jalen Brunson is a top what player in the NBA? Plus, in honor of last night with the Mavericks, would you give the ball back to Luka? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Gilgeous Alexander switches over to the left. Williams, jab, jumper.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk a little basketball here. I'm going to get to Jalen Brunson in just a minute, but I want to start with this. Would you throw the ball back to Luka? Now, Luka's had a tough series. Let me ask you this. Let me rephrase the question. Good point. Would you throw this ball back to Shea?
Okay.
So last night in game one, the ball goes out of bounds. A fan gets it. Luka comes right up to him and holds his hands out like, will you give me the ball? And the fan rolls the ball down the sideline.
Was this early in the game? Like, do you remember the timing of this?
Okay,
because I did see a moment very early in the game when Luka goes over to the side and he holds his hands out.
And then he looks sad afterwards.
Panned away, and I was like, oh, what just happened? I'd love to know what just happened just now.
So the guy bounced the ball back down the baseline.
Okay.
So if it was you, you had those seats. It was Shea Gilgeous-Alexander coming up to you. So opposing player, would you give him the ball?
Yes, because I am there to watch the basketball game. Like, I'm not there to be an offensive jerk. So yeah, I would give him the ball is for the game, right?
I mean, yes.
Now I'm just wasting time. I want to see. I'm there for the action. Boss?
So you're going to make it more convenient for the opposing player.
I'm rolling it to the referee?
Yeah.
And the referee's going to give him the ball?
But he was ready to go, so he could move fast.
What if later on Shea comes over and is like, you know what? I'm going to give you the suit that I wore on the walk-in tonight as a gift for being so helpful.
So you can look like a caramel apple?
Mm-hmm.
You look like a Werther's original.
I want Reggie to just bring up all the different Dijon mustard. He looks like a vat of peanut butter.
It was more brown than that.
It was, there was so many different things. And I still don't understand it.
The Dijon mustard, you end up a little bit more in the yellow space. It was a little bit more brown. Sure. I mean, this is basic color theory.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you think it's a fair punishment that Jamal Murray, throwing out heating pads and other things on the court, got a $100,000 fine, but no suspension.
Especially when you consider that Rudy Gobert made like that money gesture when he talking about the refs, basically. That got him a $100,000 fine. Jamal Murray made a gesture like that during the course of the game as well. So he threw things at an official that got onto the court, and he did that thing. Ultimately, only has a $100,000 fine and no suspension. Yeah, no, it does not feel fair, man. It just doesn't.
All right.
It feels like something that you got to do as the NBA, right? Like, you have this team that is your champion, and they are down 2-0, and I understand that that should not be a factor, so but they are down 2-0, man.
If they were up 2-0, are you suggesting they would have suspended Jamal Murray?
I think they'd have been more likely to.
Wow.
I don't think that they would have in that instance either, because you go take Jamal Murray out of a playoff game and you know, maybe harm those ratings. Nah, you have him play.
I will add this, though. Have you ever been... You know, college soccer, a little bit different, but have you ever been in a soccer match where time's starting to run out and the ball goes out of bounds?
The
ball needs to get put back in play very quickly, and so you're that person that the ball just kind of rolled to you, and you're like, here you go, hurry up. Do you feel like you're cheating by helping them?
I think about the alternate when the goalie has to set up as though this kick is going to save the world. They're like, hold on, angle's off just a little bit. Hold on, I'm going to do my kick. Okay now.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, soccer is, God, they are.
877-881-1053. Jalen Brunson is a top what in the NBA in terms of players? Is top
point guard.
What player in the NBA? Now, I want to tell you this as
New York Knicks.
Okay. That's right. He is a top New York Knicks in the league. Good job, Corey.
Thank you.
Is a top what player in the league?
New York Knicks player.
15, mm-hmm. 20. Damn it. Okay. Hopefully he'll give me a number.
Okay.
To go along with this. We'll see if that works out. In the meantime, of course, Victor Wembanyama won Rookie of the Year. He also finished second in Defensive Player of the Year voting. He finished second behind Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert has now won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards, tying him with Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace as the third player to do so. We're going to focus in on Wemby here. Yesterday, Topps released 189 cards of Victor Wembanyama celebrating him winning Rookie of the Year. They were sold for $3,000 a piece.
Oh my God. Hold on. Like just one card?
Just one card. They were autographed. They're sold for $3,000 a piece. They sold out in less than 20 minutes. 3,000 cards, 189 copies.
That's
so about
insane.
$567,000, less than 20 minutes.
Well, you watch this season, and
he's
I know
incredible.
His team stunk, and I know where Mike is on this. He is, you have to win games in order to be that, but this dude is the freakiest of players. By all means, he can do so many different things, and it looks like he remained healthy for the majority of the season.
He did.
There's an expectation he'll add to what he's done during this offseason. So Kevin, yeah, I mean, like, I totally get that, and he is unique unto the entire league. So people see where that is going to be beneficial to them later down the road with their card collection.
I think one of the things that helped is they were like, hey, in this Topps now, we've also randomly inserted a 1-of-1.
That'll shove that price right up there, won't it?
Because in addition to signing that one, he also wrote Rookie of the Year on it. But think about it. For Wemby, he won Rookie of the Year, second for Defensive Player of the Year. He played 71 games this year, 21.4 points per game, 10.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3.5 blocks a game. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Rookie year. And he just turned 20. So good for him. All right. Jalen Brunson is a top what player in the league?
Point guard player.
Guard player is not an accepted saying.
Basketball.
Top number 11 player. Because you asked for a number. That's his number.
That Ooh, is
you know
his
what?
Number.
Since you said number 11, let's play cut number 11. I'm going to see if playing this audio changes your thoughts or gets you on the right track. Let's see what
Shot
happens.
Clock at 8. Hart brings it left wing. Neesmith guarding him. Brunson pops back out. 4 seconds to shoot. Brunson. Fires a 3, knocks it down over Nembhard. Knicks trail 109-107.
Now, Luka says he's not surprised with Jalen Brunson's dominance. I wish he would have thrown in the quote, like, I don't know if Cuban's surprised, but...
I have some questions here.
Okay.
And this might take up a lot of time, if you're okay with that.
Okay. In your face, Jared.
Do you think that recency bias is going to change opinion here.
Probably.
Because somebody just texted in and was like, name three players in the playoffs better than him. I'm like, well, I understand that, but do Anthony I think Edwards. There are other players that are better than him still, despite what he's done in the playoffs? Because everybody's pointing out the 40 points again, the 40 point games four straight, is it?
Yes.
And that nobody's done it since Michael Jordan
in 1993.
And DiVincenzo was like, Michael Jordan. He was like, stop. And he was like, don't, no, I don't want these comparisons. But wouldn't we all agree if we were going to rank the season or rank next year or rank this year, Jokic is right at the top of the list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Luka is at the top, is yes. in the top of the mm-hmm. list. Giannis in that mix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shea?
Yes.
All right. Embiid?
Yeah.
Tatum?
Yeah.
Steph still or no? Steph and Kawhi.
This was something that when you asked me, Kevin, what was this, yesterday, yeah. 2 days ago? This was where I find it to be interesting because we have a lot of older players that are still incredibly talented, but we don't necessarily know, or at least I feel like we don't do a good job of finding the ways to rank them because they're still very talented. However, there's also a lot of like reputation that we're working off of.
Yeah.
And in years past, like maybe two decades ago, we have guys that if they were in their 15th year, you were not considering them as the dominant force on a team, except that still remains the case with guys like Steph and LeBron and KD.
Can I use Steph, Kawhi, KD, and LeBron okay. are the ones that I'm like,
LeBron,
they're
yes.
still in that mix.
LeBron, yes.
Okay.
Steph, because the answer is like just automatic. You say yes, right? Okay, let's take a look. Let's ignore the playoffs, but just look at the season. Steph Curry and Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson averaged 2 points more per game on 3% better shooting. They both, Steph shot 41% from three, and Jalen Brunson shot 40% from
which is
three.
Incredible when it you is. Consider where he started.
Jalen Brunson had 1.5 more assists per game than Steph Curry as well. So similar shooting, more points, better assists. Asked to do a lot for that team, and he got his team to the playoffs. I know they made some deals, but they also had some injuries.
So if you were making a team, you'd take Jalen over Steph.
I think if
for
I'm
one
doing
year,
the
not
all,
for the future.
Yeah, I think if I'm doing the All NBA team, I think he has got a better case. I realize okay. in the history of basketball, we're like that's a nonsense statement, but I'm just saying right now, I wonder if people slept on how good Brunson was in the regular season too.
Yes.
Okay, Reggie. To add to just to finish this real quick. Once I got to Steph, there's then KD, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, and then at number 13, I'm sorry, LeBron James, then at 13 is Jalen Brunson on the ringers list.
Mm-hmm.
They have 13 and then Anthony Edwards behind him at 14.
And that's going to be interesting considering the
great
way
conversation
that Edwards has played. But yeah.
So I thought top 15 player
easily,
when we asked this yesterday.
And as we start thinking about this, I think that there's an argument to be made that he is cracking the top 10, which is incredible
absolutely.
To think because I don't know that anybody would have said that 4 years ago.
And that anybody would have let go two top 10 players, one of two top 10 players on one team whenever you drafted both of those guys.
In the playoffs, 36.6 points per game. I mean, it happened. 36.6 points per game, 8.6 assists per game. This feels like one of the things where you strip away the names and you just put together a list based on like all the information in front of you, which I agree is not fair because sometimes there's intangibles that don't necessarily show up in every box score. But that's what I think about Jalen Brunson and Steph Curry. On the surface, you're like preposterous. If you put them head to head based on this season, you would be like, it looks like Jalen Brunson had a better season.
Yeah. And I know like when we did that, what kind of point guard is Luka conversation?
Yeah.
He is the system. And I was like, well, Jalen Brunson's the system too, but the way they described it is he's do everything. He's pulling the system with him. You know, he's the one that's just like, I have to do it because that guy's probably not going to do it. So I have to set them up. I have to do all these things. Watching him play, I think that they, Kevin, on this list, they said a bowling ball with a super brain. Is yeah. what they call Jalen Brunson. And I
oh,
love that
I like
description.
That.
He gets downhill incredibly, and he's also, like, the footwork is immaculate. Like, when he gets it to the mid-range, he is a killer. And I think the tough thing is he's become a legitimate three-level scorer, so it's really, really difficult to stop him in any way, shape, or form.
I know a lot of people have taken notice of these attributes, of these stats. Does he have to beat the Celtics now to get that immediate level of recognition? Like, I understand people are like, oh, yeah, he's really good. But you know, and people are throwing out, oh, is he the best Knicks player since blah, blah, blah. And it was like Patrick Ewing, Willis Reed. If he beats the Celtics, is that what it's going to take? And you have to be in the NBA Finals for people to be like, holy crap, I guess I didn't realize how good he really was.
Maybe, yeah. I think, like,
at least right now.
Somebody just asked us, respectfully, did you guys think Brunson was going to go break out the way he did? When I saw what he did against Utah, I was like, we have something special. Yeah. Like, I absolutely knew it then. And then we had Scalabrine on frequently, and he was like, I've been trying to tell everybody about this guy. He works out where I work out. I know this guy. I know this kid. I've been watching him for years. I've been watching. I know his dad. He was like, this guy is ready to take this stage. And then there he was.
Yeah. And look, we had this argument. I remember very vividly we had this argument with Mike. And I can't remember where Sean fell on this argument, but he's like, Jalen Brunson, he can't be the third best player on your championship team. And I was like, you don't know that. And then the argument got to, hell, maybe he can move up to second best player. Look, right now, there's no disputing. Let me try that again. I don't dispute that Jalen Brunson could absolutely be the second best player on a championship team. The rest of this year and future years will tell us beyond that. But how silly does that sound now is that there were people who were saying he could maybe be the fourth best player on a championship team. That sounds absurd.
From the 214, could you imagine Brunson point guarding that Celtics team? That's a team without a point guard, right?
Like holy moly, dude.
In a way, but I mean, they have a lot of dudes that are capable of handling the basketball. That's a team that just kind of has a lot of dudes that can do various things, and so it makes it so you can't really lock in on any one of them.
Yeah, at one point I was looking at them on the court last night, and I was like, who's their big? Because there was anybody, but I was like, but they don't need a big. Like a real legitimate dude, because all those guys are capable of everything. So
hey, like we talked about a little earlier, let's see how the season plays out for the Celtics, because that team might look a whole lot different going forward.
From the 682, I think it's awesome that y'all can read text, respond, and talk all at the same time. Kudos to y'all. Thank you very much.
Hey, yeah, sometimes you just gotta neglect
your credit card
other
at the same time.
What's that?
Sorry, Reggie. And you learned about your credit card being taken at the same time or compromised.
It's been a tough day.
Do you still have it? Maybe it was taken.
No, it. Oh, crap.
Oh, my gosh.
Live coverage of Corey Majors checking for his credit card.
Yeah, I really want to know this, too. God, I hope you still have it.
Yeah, I do. Do you want me to show you?
No.
Front and back.
No. Don't do that.
Well, Reggie said,
you can just walk it over to him if for some reason you need to do that.
I'll send you a picture of it.
No. God, that's how it got compromised to begin with.
My debit cards. Oh, no, there it is.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's baseball time in Texas. So let's talk with our Texas Rangers insider and the guy who you hear on the call all the time, Jared Sandler, right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. We bring you Jared Sandler. Good afternoon, sir.
I can't hear anything.
Okay, I can hear you now. Can you hear us?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, dear.
Wow, chat. Can you believe this?
Okay, stop.
What?
Stop. What you're doing?
I was asking
right there.
Chad. I was just getting Chad
Stop
involved here, Kevin.
What you're doing? See what's going right on with there. Chat. All right, we good to go with Jared now. Jared, can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
There okay, Jared.
What happened, man?
Man, that's a great question. I was just trying to dodge bullets, and Eric was asking me all these questions about the country Chad, and I was just doing a lot of research on Chad, and I just kind of got caught up.
All right, can I ask you another question? And I got to preface this, so you probably know what direction this is going, but I think you're a baseball genius, and there are few, if any, better resources in all of baseball and Texas Rangers baseball to give us information than you, okay? You know that, right?
I don't know that I agree, but I appreciate that. Very kind.
What are you doing with this Evan Carter tweet where you talk about how he's first in all these categories of qualifications, knowing full well that Colton Cowser has played one less game, and I realize he's got less at-bats, but he crushes Evan Carter in every single category.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a qualifier, so when I was just looking up...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
I told you.
Yeah, no, that's really all it was. I know that Colton Cowser's been great, and it wasn't a troll job. It wasn't a snake job. I honestly, this morning, I was just looking up. I was like, hey, I'm curious. Offense is down. Evan's slugging. Where does he rank amongst rookies? I'm just kind of curious. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of surprised. He's first in it, first in that. For it. Oh, all right. Well, I'll fire that off. And then after I sent the tweet, I looked and I was like, wait a second. Colton Cowser was the name who came to mind. I was like, Colton Cowser's not on this list. And I knew that. I knew that likely had meant that either A, I screwed something up, or B, he wasn't a qualifier. Usually it's A, but in this case, he just wasn't a qualifier. He will be very shortly, and obviously I think Colton Cowser's performance so far this year, if you had to give a rookie of the year, he'd probably get it, at least from a position player standpoint, but there's a lot of baseball left. I think Evan's going to end up being just fine, and you know, he's not... He's doing some things well, obviously, even if in some departments he's gone off to a little bit of a slower start.
Please tell me that our pitching staff is going to be fine, because when I hear that Max Scherzer is shut down for a few days after we were told he was shut down for a few days 8 days ago because of his thumb and forearm, and then I hear that Dane Dunning has a shoulder issue, I start to panic.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. So let's start with some good news first. I think the news about Nathan Eovaldi yesterday is good, and Nathan Eovaldi should be good once his 15 days are up. And, you know, we're getting closer to a Cody Bradford return, probably 2 to 3 weeks away from that. So that's good. The Dane Dunning thing, they don't expect it to be a longstanding thing. But as I told you,
shoulder, I get nervous, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, and I think for any pitcher injury, until they start getting back on a mound and making progress towards a return, it's very fair to kind of wonder, all right, well, what does that mean? And then when it's an arm-related thing, then I think it's especially appropriate to not necessarily be brimming with confidence until you start actually seeing steps towards a return. So I don't love it either. I get it. I'm hopeful that it is only going to be a couple weeks. But yeah, you know, the Rangers are now in a position where they're depth tested, and I'll tell you what, guys, at the beginning of the season or spring training, you know, I thought the Rangers would be in a tough spot if they had one or two injuries to their rotation. They've actually done a nice job of being able to weather that.
Yeah.
But, you know, now you look at their rotation on the IL. Obviously, you went into the year knowing that Scherzer, Malley, and DeGrom would not be options, you know, on May 8th. But Dane Dunning, Cody Bradford, Nathan Eovaldi, I mean, you know, in those three guys, those are probably your three best starters. And now John Gray, I guess, would probably have a word with the way he's, you know, the way he's pitched here, too. But now you got John Gray, you got Jack Leiter, who is not technically on the active roster. He's the 27th guy today. But I imagine that when, you know, next week, when that turn in the rotation rolls around, they'd make a roster move to bring him back. So you got Gray, you got Leiter, you got Lorenzen, you've got Andrew Heaney, and then is it Jose Ureña? I mean, I think he's now probably going to be your fifth starter unless the Rangers make some sort of a move. So, yeah, they need some guys to come back quickly because they got a pretty robust group of starters on the IL, and it's tough for any team to weather a storm that's, you know, becoming that that deep and that pungent.
What would you say, Jared, are the, like, for the doubleheader and for Jack Leiter's opportunity in this, what do you want him to have worked on that he can accomplish today?
Yeah, you know, I thought he did a nice job in his first start, impacted obviously by Leody not catching that one fly ball in center field. That totally changed the entire complexion of what his box score read. With that said, you saw in that start against Detroit that when his fastball command is off or awry, he is going to be more hittable. You know, that it's a unique pitch. The fastball at the top of the zone that he throws is incredibly tough to hit. It's a lot tougher for him to get away with mistakes in the middle or lower part of the zone. Even a fastball right at the knees, you know, he's not, if a guy is ready to swing at that pitch, it's not an easy, it's not as tough of a pitch for them to hit. It's just a matter of maybe you're catching them guessing incorrectly, but he's got to get that fastball up. When he gets that fastball up, he's incredibly tough, and everything else plays a lot better from that point on.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch you again soon.
Sounds good, guys.
There you go. Jared Sandler right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, get excited. It's time for doubleheader baseball.
Let's go, Chad.
Oakland A's back-to-back. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Fear not. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Take it out, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.